We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to page Nuntet, first paragraph, first chapter, paragraph Vav. We had learned last time that even if someone pleads with a person, tell me that juicy piece of Lashon Hara, even if it's a parent or a teacher, and you're not supposed to contradict them nonetheless, if you know that by telling them the story, it's going to involve Lashon Hara, that's prohibited. Afilu, we're continuing. Afilu imu roe, shim yargil atmo b'midah hazot shelo lesaper l'olam b'gnoto sheyisrael v'chadomem dibrim asurim. Even if a person sees that, if I'm going to take on this thing called Lashon Hara, and I'm never going to say bad things about another Jew, and I'm never going to say any prohibited piece of information, Yisubav lev said gadol b'inyan parnasato, a person thinks, I'm going to lose a lot in my livelihood. Kegon shutachet reshut acherim. For example, sometimes you have a boss. Ve'em anashim shen ben mrech Torah, and that boss might have nothing of Torah values to him. V'yadosh bavonteno arbim anashim kedem putzim meod b'zeh avon hachamur. And it's well known that people who are not imbued with the values of Torah, so then speaking badly about other people is free game. To the point where if they see someone who is not so open, who is not speaking so openly about other people, they say, boy, that guy's stupid. And he knows that he could lose his job over this. And he says, how will I support my family? Nonetheless, Lashon Hara is prohibited. Kechol shar lavin, like all other prohibitions, shemchuyav liten kol ha'shelo v'lo la'avor alein, that a person is obligated to give up and to give up his assets and not transgress them. So this is a very powerful halacha, and it's important. It's one of the first halachas the Chafetz Chaim tells us. It's an important halacha. Sometimes in the workplace, you find yourself where if you don't say Lashon Hara, you might suffer a loss. And as we will learn, that doesn't permit saying Lashon Hara. Sometimes the Lashon Hara is prohibited, and even at a cost. So that's not a good excuse, where a person says, if I don't become one of them, if I don't join in their speaking badly about other people, then I won't be accepted, I won't be promoted, I might even lose my job. Well, you don't have a choice. It's halacha of Lashon Hara. We have to be careful what we say, even if it will come at a cost. Even if it will come at a cost. And people have stood up to this test. You know, I personally know people who had their jobs on the line, and they were asked to tell over Lashon Hara, and tell who did something where it had no real... it had no real ramifications. Like sometimes they just want to know who did it. And the person I'm thinking of specifically had a job where the CEO's father gave certain instructions, and then the CEO didn't realize it was his own father who gave the instructions, and he came in very upset at the staff. Why'd they do this thing? And it was all over. There was no repercussions anymore. It was an end-of-a-year meeting, and they were preparing for the next year. And the CEO wanted to know who was at fault that they did that. And he cornered one of the workers, and the worker thought to himself, and he said, there's no real ramifications anymore. This isn't happening again, and everyone now understands that they shouldn't listen to the CEO's father. So if I tell the CEO that it was his father who did it, there's no real reason to permit that Lashon Hara. And the man stood his ground, even though he knew it's very likely that if he doesn't tell the CEO, he could get fired. And he stood his ground. He said, look, I can't tell you. It's not that he said, I can't tell you. It's that he was blamed for the wrong decision, and it wasn't his decision. And he didn't even say, hey, you know, your father told me this, and I thought you were the one who said it. Your father gave me the impression you told us to do this. He didn't even say that. He took the blame, right? In that circumstance, he was supposed to take the blame.
Your mother told me I could do this.
Right? And he took the blame, and he didn't know if he'd have a job next year. And fortunately, he didn't lose his job. But he was standing there asking himself, is there any reason this should be permissible? And he thought not. And so he stood his ground, even though it might have meant he'd have to look for a new job. Okay, that's this halacha. So sometimes in life we have to bite the bullet. That's, yeah.